much of his stuff is prophecy about the last days. Okay.
Where are we at? What chapter?
Chapter 18.
And verse?
1.
In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar's vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. I saw it in the vision, and it so happened while I was looking that I was in Shushan, the citadel which is in the province of Elam, and I saw in the vision that I was by the river Ulay.
Okay. So, here is something that's a little bit different that Daniel emphasized. Do you see something that he emphasizes that's a little different here in his opening this chapter?
That it appeared to him, Daniel?
Yeah, to him. No, most of the visions that he has been given had been coming to the kings.
Interpreting, yeah.
But he, and right, and he had been interpreted. We made it known on this one. This one was to me. To me,
that's
Daniel.
Why, yeah, that's why he said it twice. Yeah.
Right, to make it known that, right, so. And he was in the palace when it happened.
That's an interesting thing, that he would be in the palace when God gave him the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right.
We're on 1387. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there, standing beside the river, was a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. Mm. I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver from his hand. But he did according to his will and became great.
Okay. One thing that we need to understand, especially when you're looking in these prophetic visions, when you see animals, what do they usually symbolize?
Nations.
Okay, nations or?
Countries.
Kingdoms.
Kingdoms.
Yes. So they aren't really literal animals that are seen. They are usually symbolic of either a nation or a king. So he sees this one, and it has two horns. Mm-hmm. Horns very often symbolize the leaders of those nations. Mm-hmm. And one is higher than the other, so that means that, you know, you have almost, I guess it could be like a president and a vice president, something to that effect, or Pastor Roy, you have anything?
No.
You had that? Okay. And he saw this ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him. Mm-hmm. What do you get out of that?
He's guarding.
Huh?
He's guarding away. He's protecting or patrolling.
Okay.
I think they're trying to expand his territory.
Right. Yes.
Like pushing
away. Exactly.
All except for eastward. Yeah. Notice it's not going eastward.
And right. I wonder why that might be.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why it might be that he is not going eastward.
Well,
what could
it
be?
Might depend upon where this country is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And why do you think that it might not be progressing eastward?
Because there could be water to the east.
Or?
Mountains.
Well,
or mountains to the east.
Mm-hmm. Or could be another nation that God won't let them mess with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Israel, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, but no.
I wouldn't want to be messing with Israel right now. That's for sure.
Nope.
Because they're pulling out all the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think they're fed up, yeah.
Mm.
So that no animal could withstand him, no other nation, except whatever that was eastward there, no other nation could withstand him. And he did according to his will and became great. So he just went conquering, taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Where whatever he wanted to. Okay?
Except for eastwards. Verse 5, is it?
And I was considering suddenly a male goat came from the west across the surface of the whole earth without touching the ground. And the goat had notable horn between his eyes. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran at him with furious power.
Okay. So what happened then, as he had been watching this ram, what happened?
I know what the noise was.
Suddenly, notice that? Suddenly, a male goat appeared. So you're looking at, whether it be another nation, another kingdom, or whatever, it comes up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from the west.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Okay? Across the surface of the whole earth without touching the ground. So, what do you think that would symbolize? That it came up.
B-52s.
Yes. Either that or a flying goat.
Most of this conquering was done through the air.
B-52s was, but what do they call busters?
Bunker busters.
Bunker busters.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
By the way, if you don't know what that means, that's what's happening probably tomorrow. The United States is going to use the buster bunkers on the mountain in Iran.
Those things are so big,
that.
You can probably feel
that's
them over here.
We're talking about.
Right.
It's really important. I don't know if you can wait and spend any time watching it. It is a real education, but 700 Club is a good place to get it. And if you get it sometime after 11 or so, that's really is very informative.
You're up that late?
Pardon?
I'm not up that
late. No, I'm talking about 11 o'clock at lunchtime. I go home and watch it during lunch.
It's in the day.
I ate lunch at 11.
That bomb he's talking about is the largest non-nuclear weapon we have.
In the world.
Yes.
So they're going to blast that in my
life.
Pardon?
The motherball bomb.
Yeah,
yes,
something like that.
Yeah. But they're blasting the mountain in Iran
like
to destroy all the stuff for making nuclear. Go ahead.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Wow. It's at 11 o'clock.
I know what that book was.
Oh, in Iran, blasting the mountain in Iran. I was thinking you were saying Israel.
No, Iran.
Blasting the mountain. Okay, that will work.
Israel ain't going nowhere.
Okay. No, I know. Okay. And it says, and the goat had a notable horn between its eyes. So it seems that it only had one leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he came to the ram that had the two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran at him with furious power. In other words, he attacked the ram. This goat attacked the ram. Nation.
Do you want to come in? We got a new student. We got a new student. He's been to war. He took it. He's both horns.
Okay, and so he saw, he attacked the ram with furious power. Didn't take it easy on him at all. Just attacked him. Perseverance.
And I saw him confronting the ram. He was moved with rage against him. Attacked the ram and broke his two horns.
Oh boy.
There was no power in the ram to withstand him. He cast him down to the ground and trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram from his hand.
Okay, so there was no other nation or power or anything that could come to the aid of this ram that had been so powerful. Okay, when this goat came into being, and I don't know, I wish I had an idea what nation this goat symbolized. But when the goat comes in and attacks the ram, then there was nobody, no other nation that could help, like we had seen before, when other nations had stepped in to help when these different nations were attacked. You don't see when no one can help this one, okay, or deliver the ram from the goat.
It says a goat, but what is a male goat? It's a ram. It sounds like a ram hitting a ram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a real war fight going on.
I thought rams had the horns that curled and then the goats' horns were straight.
No, there are goats that are, the male goat is right. Called a ram.
Called a ram, yeah.
Okay.
And you're thinking about the mountain goats.
Oh,
and there's
okay,
rams there and ewes too.
Okay.
So basically, you see powerful nations coming against one another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but which nations are these?
And yes.
You're asking me which what?
Which nations are the two goats?
As part of
you
see.
She knows about animals. She's saying nations.
That I don't know. Which nation?
What are they saying?
Probably some information we can find about Daniel and what they're referencing.
So what now?
Maybe there's some further information.
Yeah.
Bible app or something.
I kind of scanned in my Matthew Henry's commentary before we came, but I guess he didn't really know at the time. So. Okay, verse 8.
Therefore, the male goat was really great,
mm-hmm.
but when he became strong, the large horn was broken, and in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven.
Okay, now notice that.
Yep.
When he became very great, then what happened?
The one more big horn broke.
Okay, the one that was the leader of the nation, suddenly it was like he was cast down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe assassinated or something like that, you don't know. And then you had four smaller horns that, horns that came up towards the four winds of heaven. Mm-hmm. So you got in the place of that one ruler that has been there, now you have four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land.
So now you have the same thing that happened before when you had in the last chapter where you had the ten horns and all of a sudden you had where one notable horn came forth out of the ten. Here you have out of the four, you have one little horn that grew exceedingly great, but this is said towards the south, the east, and towards the
what's
glorious
a pleasant land.
Land.
What's the pleasant land?
Mm-hmm.
Glorious land.
What's the pleasant
land?
Says glory's here.
Yeah, but now he's asking, what is it?
But it's also toward
Jerusalem.
The east.
It is
Israel.
Towards
Israel.
The east this time and towards the glorious or pleasant land. So
east.
What are we talking about?
Israel.
Yes.
Israel.
Yes.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. This time.
Definitely talk about Israel.
This time it is talking about towards Israel. The other one could not go towards Israel. But this one is going towards Israel.
Well, now, could that beautiful land be what's to the east?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The other
I
one had not.
It as two different countries.
No, the other one had not been able to approach the east.
Mm-hmm.
This one is approaching the east. Okay.
Question. Years ago, I heard someone speak, and they talked about this scripture and talked about this is where like the secular society came up with the unicorn, and originally the unicorn was supposed to be like a goat from this, and then as secular society turned it into a horse. Is that true, or is that, or could it be true?
Sounds like a story.
Anything's possible, but
I like a story to read.
If it's secular.
That's a new one to me. That's all I can say.
Goes along with the Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it grew up to the host of heaven.
Ooh.
and it cast down some of the stars to the ground and trampled them. He even exalted himself as high as the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you need something, Bob?
Well, that kind of sounds like Satan and his angels being cast down a little bit.
That's what made me think of too. Mm-hmm.
The host and the stars some of them were cast to the ground and trampled.
Yeah.
I think, on that, I also think about all these satellites that's sending up nowadays, that a lot of them are going to be knocked down.
It's going to take a lot to do that. Old Musk is putting thousands of them up there.
That's why you're going to have so many of them knocked down. That's the point.
Down.
You have a whole lot of them coming down in the last days. Because back then, they didn't know anything about satellites.
Mm-hmm.
So if they saw satellites coming down to the ground, they would have thought they were stars falling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, once again, we're talking prophecy here.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't always know when you're dealing with prophecy.
Right.
So, some of it you just have to pray about and just ask God that whatever it is, help you to be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. I used to, years ago, say to James, they're always sending something up in the sky. What goes up comes down, you know. And then just this last year, you know, every week they're sending something up there in the sky, and I'm like,
yes,
and that's what came to me. These are the things that's going to be falling back down, because you know they're going to stop running one day, and they're either going to start getting lost out there in the atmosphere and crashing into one another and coming down.
They have different nations shooting
them. Yeah, something's
good for you. Other nations
that is not good.
No,
I look about it. That is not good.
But that is a possibility that we're looking at satellites being shot down and crashing to the earth.
Yeah, because satellites can see a whole lot of stuff up there too that normal people can't see and all that.
Mm-hmm. And he exalts himself as high as the prince of the host. So that's once again talking about how when the Antichrist comes into power, that's what he does, and said, and by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. This possibly could be referring to the Antichrist. I'm not declaring so. Pastor Roy, your perspective on that? Okay.
No idea.
He's putting in his back pocket.
Okay.
And verse 12.
Because of transgression, an army was given over to the horn to oppose the daily sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
And he cast truth down to the ground. He did all this and prospered.
So that's why, to me, it appears to be the Antichrist. Okay? He opposed the daily sacrifice. That's when he took over the temple. And he caused this, the scripture says he caused the daily sacrifice to cease, when it spoke of in another passage. And the thing, and true, he cast truth down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And as he did all this, he prospered as he did.
Because you have so many people who
become real popular.
Believe in God.
And would be all contributing to what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And some out of fear, and some just out of, as we see, these sects coming into thing now, different secular groups coming into place now. You just, I mean, a lot of people are contributing to stuff like that. Verse 13.
And then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to the certain one who was speaking, how long will the vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression of desolation, the giving of both the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot? And he said to me, for 2,300 days, and then the sanctuary shall be cleansed.
But I believe that comes up to 3.5 years.
What's that?
3.5 years. I don't know exactly, but you divide that by 30. So this under the Israeli calendar, which is 30 days of the month. What you get?
What, 2,300 divided by 30?
Yeah.
That's almost like 76.
So 76, yeah, 76 years. That's what I get. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 76.6 years.
Okay. All right. So, verse 15. Now we get something that happens here.
Then it happened when I, Daniel, had seen the vision, was seeking the meaning, that suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of a man, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Euli, who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face, but he said to me, understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end.
Okay. So
that clarifies it.
Gabriel,
I'd say that's pretty straightforward, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gabriel, an archangel of God.
And
he was a strong messenger. He was sent. And Daniel hears this voice tell him, tell this man what that dream was about. And so when Gabriel came near Daniel, he was so afraid that he fell on his face.
That's
about the right reaction. Yes. I don't
know who would.
Right. Yep. And what did Gabriel tell him about the dream?
The time of the end refers to the time of the end.
Okay.
So we know we're getting close to the end.
Yes.
There we go. Now we're.
Yep. All this stuff that we're reading about, we're seeing going on around us now. Verse 18.
Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep with my face to the ground, but he touched me and stood me upright. And he said, look, I am making known to you what shall happen in the latter time of the indignation. For at the appointed time, the end shall be. The ram which you saw having the two horns, they are the kings of Media, and Persia. And the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn is, that is between its eyes is the first king. As for the broken horn and the four that stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall arise out of the nation, but not with its power.
Okay. You got four kingdoms that are going to come out of the nation where you had that one kingdom that was so strong, but they're not going to be as powerful as that one kingdom was.
Never, it says the kingdom of Greece. That, never think of Greece as being a powerful nation.
Yeah.
Not back then. But he's
maybe
talking
someday.
About these things are going to be in the last days, so...
Okay. Well, the question is, are we in the last days?
Well, that's not a question to me. I truly believe we are in the last days. So we're going to see a lot of things change quickly. 23.
And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise,
having fierce features who understand sinister schemes.
Okay. Anybody have any clue as to who might be in the latter time when the transgressors have reached their fullness? You're going to have this king that arises who understands sinister schemes, mysteries, and stuff.
Fierce features.
Uh-huh.
What are fierce
Anybody
features?
Anybody got any clue who that could be?
But most of the countries now really don't have kings as much as they used to.
Right.
More presidents.
It's just in the terminology.
Yeah, right. It's
the it's a terminology.
They never used the term president back then in the Bible.
Yeah.
So when they refer to leaders, they always refer to them as kings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it James Young? Is that who it is? You sound like you're going to tell us who it was.
No, I'm right. I did ask about that.
Yeah.
We have anybody got a clue as to who that might be? A king that arises having fierce features and who understands sinister schemes.
Can we vote on
it? Who do you think it is, James?
Personally.
Who do you think it is, James?
I think this is, once again, the Antichrist.
We just got to find out who that is.
Right.
So you mean fierce features as in he's pleasant looking? Like he's striking?
Striking.
Yeah, that's a better one.
Strong.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stern-faced king, the master of intrigue.
Well, they said that Satan's one of the most beautiful angels. I don't know.
No, it's not as far as beautiful. He looks at you. He's pleasant to look at. I mean, because he doesn't actually. If you really saw him in his natural,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'd probably be afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But he comes and makes himself his appearance as one that is pleasant. So that people will
be drawn to
him. The Antichrist is supposed to be somebody that people are drawn to.
Yeah, he's supposed to be somebody that's drawn to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 24.
His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He shall destroy fearfully and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people.
Now that's something new. He showed that his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. What do you mean by that? How is the power going to be mighty, but not by his own power? Then where does his power come from?
He's working for Satan.
Yes,
he's
working for the devil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He will be an agent of Satan.
Yeah.
Satan will use him, and Satan is the one that will give him his power, okay? And he will destroy fearfully. We're talking about, especially in the last days of the Great Tribulation. Now we're gonna have two phases. So you got the tribulation, and then that phases into the Great Tribulation. And he shall destroy fearfully, even to the point that he shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. Now that can kind of bother you there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? God will actually allow him to destroy the holy people.
Well, who's the holy people?
The Israelites. That's who they're working on now.
Right.
Yeah.
They're bombing Israel now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But why would God allow it?
Same reason he let all of the other disciples, they got destroyed for preaching his word. They died horrible deaths, burning oil and splitting in half and all the such.
You had some of them that were destroyed for that reason,
mm-hmm.
but many times with the nation of Israel, because he had tried so long and pleaded with them so long,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't receive. I personally believe when God turns the tribulation loose, many of them are going to turn to, I know, I mean, when Jesus comes and takes the church out, then many of them are going to turn, realizing that he is the Messiah, mm-hmm. and are going to turn to him. Mm-hmm. And but because of the fact that they have been for so long
sitting on the fence,
So God will allow, but knowing that because they have turned to him, they too, when Jesus comes back to set up his resurrection, they will be raised back to life.
That's right.
Okay, but many will be destroyed before that happens. Because, I mean, they will suffer because of their all the years of rebellion that they have gone through and they're not turning to God as he was reaching out to them.
So are you saying like, because, right, like you reap what you sow, sometimes you have to, pay for the wrongs you've done?
Yes.
Even if you, yeah.
For the sin you've been living in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not taking
the
walk
mm-hmm.
when you learn about him.
Okay. 25.
Through his cunning, he shall cause the seat to prosper under his rule.
Mm.
And he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity, and shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means.
Okay. Even though through his cunning he will cause deceit to prosper under his rule, he'll be doing many things that will fool many people, and he will prosper. Okay. And he shall exalt himself in his heart. This is a man that is so self
focused
that he puts himself up as actually that he is God.
Mm-hmm. He's an idol.
And he shall destroy many in their prosperity, many that have it going on for them right now. That are big time. He'll destroy them. He'll wipe them out. He shall even rise against the prince of princes.
Mm-hmm. And who's that?
Is that Jesus?
Anybody got a clue?
Jesus?
Yes. But is he going to win?
No.
What's going to happen?
He will be destroyed.
What nation is going to destroy him?
Not by human powers.
He said Jesus will come, and he said with the sword of the spirit comes out of his mouth, it will take care of him. It won't be by human means. 26.
In the vision of the evenings and mornings, which was told is true, therefore seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future.
Okay, so at the time that Daniel wrote this, he was told, seal it up. It's not going to get, the revelation is not going to come right now. This is for many days in the future from now. And if I'm not mistaken, Daniel was around, about 700 years before Jesus came?
Could be.
I think it would be about six. So he said, and Jesus was here 2,000 years ago. So he said, so you seal this up because it's not going to happen right now. No point. You're looking for it to. He said, this is going to be far in the future. And as a result, 27.
And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days afterward.
I understand.
And went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it.
So
he told others about it, apparently.
And I don't think any of us understand it any better this many years later.
Right.
No. However, I think as we see it being fulfilled, all of a sudden,
yes. The
lights will go on and say,
yes.
Oh, I know where we're at in it.
So just like we say about the possibility of the satellites, being fallen stars that are mentioned in the Bible many times in the last days. That's a possibility, not that I'm declaring that. But he said he fainted and was sick for days. I can understand that. I don't know if you're okay, but I can understand that some of the things that he saw. Okay.
And I have you thinking for the rest of the year.
And afterwards he got up and went about the king's business because he was one of the king's businessmen. Mm-hmm. So he got up and went back to work. And he was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. He still had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Mm-hmm. You know, they still was his hanging buddies and all. He probably went and talked to them about it. And they couldn't help him to understand it. The only one that did give him any help in understanding it was Gabriel. And Gabriel was an archangel, and that was, he had been given the understanding by God. That was the only reason he had the understanding.
Yeah, thinking about Gabriel, it's just like, oh. That is astounding.
Yes, yes.
I'd be awestruck for like the rest of my life.
And he, no question, he probably was. He said when he felt he was sick, and for days, and many times when things like this happened, talk about how he fell on their face. Mm-hmm. It didn't just one thing to drop down to your knees when something hits, you know. These many times, even like with Abraham, you know, when God approached him, he fell on his face, knocked out. Yeah.
I'd be falling out too.
Right. Yes.
Right.
So, I don't know what time they're going to be. Supposedly finishing up on this.
The children.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like 8 o'clock.
Oh, is it 8 o'clock?
It's supposed to be. She started it a little bit earlier because she knew that we'd be leaving at 7:30. But
okay. Well.
Start.
Oh, it's probably chapter 9. It's about 9 o'clock. A little warm. All right. Well, let's move on to chapter 9.
Well, you realize that we might actually see some of this fulfilled.
Yes.
I believe there are lots of indications, even like what's happening with Israel, that we can see some of this fulfilled.
I expect to.
Do we need to find cover now?
It started.
Boom! Boom!
I expect to see much of this fulfilled between Daniel, Isaiah, and Revelation. I expect to see much of that fulfilled in our lifetime. So we want to move on into chapter 9.
Since we can.
It's still got. Okay. Now, I haven't studied as much of chapter 9. I'm going to talk to you
later. We'll read together. Because
I didn't think we were going to be passing 8, but let's go see if we can come up. We'll trust God.
Mm-hmm. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus.
Awesome.
Yes. Of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the numbers of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And then I set my face toward the Lord to make requests by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments.
So, here is the time when Daniel is coming before God. Now, Daniel was a righteous man. In fact, they could not find fault in him. They had to come up, try to come up with tricks when they got him in the lion's den.
Right.
They had to come up with you know, Trish, we will put this up to where King, why don't you make a statue of you for the next 30 days? Nobody is able to make prayers or anything unless they pray and bring their prayer and supplication to you. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only way they trapped Daniel, because they knew Daniel was going to be praying to God and would not stop praying for God. So you have here now where he is coming before God, and he said, by books, the number of the year specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. So that 70 years was how long they would be, Jerusalem would be in bondage before the Messiah would come. Let me make sure. Like I said, I didn't really, no, I don't, that's not where I'm going. 70, this is literally 70 weeks. I'm thinking about the 70 times 7. That's coming up a bit later in this chapter. But this is 70.
But God gave him revelation of what was happening, so he began to seek God.
Mm-hmm.
To have a fuller understanding.
Right, that's the main thing.
He started to pray, repenting.
So, could God possibly give us revelation
yes.
of how what's happening is for here and today?
Absolutely.
I think I would not be surprised if he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I think as you look at what God does with Daniel, he could do the same thing for one of us.
Right.
I think he wants to, you know, if we truly seek him.
Well, remember, he gave a criteria, the kind of people he's looked for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he said those who are upright could keep his commandments and so on and so forth. Okay, so he has those that he delights in are those who love and seek him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. And then Daniel says, I pray to the Lord my God and made confession. To the Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy to those who love him.
Praise God.
Who keep his commandments.
Yes.
These are the ones that Daniel even realizes, that these are the ones that God would hear, would acknowledge, and he acknowledges, Lord, we haven't been like that.
Mm.
So, but what is, how does he say we have been? Verse 5. Well, let's do 5 again.
Okay, we'll do 5 again.
Who is the we?
We have sinned.
The nation.
And committed iniquity.
All of, he asked the question. Mm-hmm. Who is the we?
He is all of us.
Huh?
All of us. All of people.
Not exactly.
It's Roger.
His people. His children.
So who is that?
It's
the Israelites, the Hebrews. What are the Hebrews?
It is the people who are in bondage, because where is he at right now?
Oh yeah,
he's in
Babylon.
Babylon, mm-hmm.
That's right, mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, and he's confessing mm-hmm. their sins. Mm-hmm. They're in bondage because of disobedience to God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He intercedes on behalf of the nation, not
yes.
just himself. In
right.
fact, he's probably not one of these
yeah.
sinners.
Right.
But he's doing
right.
intercession for the mm-hmm. nation
exactly.
that God would forgive their sin. And because of his righteousness, because God will hear.
Yes.
So here he is praying, and he says, God will hear mm-hmm. those who love his ways and his and
right.
so on and so forth.
Amen.
So he's interceding for the people. Go ahead.
Neither have we heeded your servants, mm-hmm. the prophets, mm-hmm. who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you,
mm-hmm.
but to us shame of face, mm-hmm. as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you.
Does this sound like a man that's truly repenting, or somebody mm-hmm. just going, you know, yes. God just trying to, you know, get God to back off some.
Repent for his people.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that he isn't even really a part of what they have been doing. But this to me sounds like a man that is truly of a repentant heart. You know, we've been doing wrong, Lord. And everything that you have brought against us, that we feel that you brought against us. No, we brought this against ourselves.
Exactly.
We caused this to come upon ourselves. Okay?
Oh Lord, to us belongs shame of face. To our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law, and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster, for under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem.
Okay. Thank God. Has not been that bad to us here in America.
But although we deserve it.
That's what I was going to say.
Depending on the location, though, because you've got the floods and stuff that was in the fires, too.
Yes, that is happening.
Devastating.
But would that we had actually an actual man of God who could stand before God and plead to God like this. For us as a nation.
Go ahead, Jenny. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I don't quite get him. I don't quite stand in his shoes. But I just listen to him here. And it's just, if we had a man of God, that a man that was as righteous, I don't want to say that, because we are righteous because of what Jesus did for us. But a man whose record was as clean as Daniel's, who could stand before God in our behalf and make a plea like this.
Yes. I think God can move us to intercede for our nation, for our families, for our children, the same way he did here, as his spirit moves upon us, and then God answers those prayers because those kind of prayers delight his heart.
I believe, and I'll just be totally honest, and some could take it, if it's up to them, I believe this ministry is moving towards that. Okay? And especially with the our intercessory prayer group, the Tuesday night prayer, the team, I believe that we are moving toward. We haven't reached it yet, but I believe when I come in here and finally we got another man, but I come in with the six women that come in here and I just listen to those six women pray, and I truly believe that we are coming to this. We haven't reached there yet. We are coming to this because many of us are seeing that many of the things that are happening because this is where we have been. And unless we repent and change our ways, then we could end up in Babylon too. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, then we try. We stopped at verse chapter 9, verse 12. We'll pick up from there next time.
I'm glad we came back.
Somebody want to give us a closing prayer?
Dear God, thank you for our time together.
Yes.
Thank you for your word.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Light that it's shedding on everybody's heart.
Yes.
Lord, give us the guidance to fulfill what we can in our own families, to start small and take it there and to build righteous families.
Yes, Lord.
And guide.
guide them with your word. Thank you for Pastor James and Pastor Roy for this time together, our fellowship with each other. Thank you for the time with the children had together.
Yes.
And let us all go safely to our destinations.
Yes, Lord.
And we'll be back again tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.